Above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors of the station. They're my views. And, well, we would have had Dick Morris as a guest this afternoon. We haven't seen any sign of him. So, basically, I'll try to just briefly summarize something about Dick Morris's book, Outrage. And he starts talking about all of the incredible things that are going on. He has a section in here on Congressman Alan Mulholland, who was formerly the head of the Ethics Committee in Congress, whose actually net worth rose from a little less than $500,000 in the year 2000 to somewhere between $6.3 and $24.9 million in less than 5 years. And how did he do it? Why did he buy earmarks? He would give these earmarks, and they some $250 million in earmarks for various projects in his congressional district, including business deals with the people who he was in partnership with, and they were giving him paybacks. And, of course, he said he didn't see anything really wrong with that or unethical, being in partnership with the people who were getting all this money from the government. And his net worth increased, now almost $5 million in 5 years in Congress, maybe much more than that. We don't know, but at least $5 million. And unfortunately, this is the way things really work. Certainly Lyndon Johnson had to borrow money after he became a congressman to get back to Washington, D.C., and when he finally retired as the President of the United States, on really a very, very meager salary, he was one of the richest men in Texas. And unfortunately, most of the people back in Congress are simply ripping off the whole system, and nothing is being done about it. Oh, occasionally they'll go after somebody like Jefferson, who had the cold cash. He was the one who put the $90,000 in the refrigerator. But most of them are on the take in one way or another. Certainly we know about the bridge to No Place up in Alaska. It was going to cost $250 million to build a bridge to an island that had 50 people on it, because, of course, one of the congressman's family owned a lot of property there. And as somebody once pointed out, it would have been cheaper to buy everybody on that island a jet aircraft than to build a $250 million bridge to no place. Well, we'll be back in just a minute here with, hopefully, with Mr. Dick Morris right here at Radio Liberty.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mr. Dick Morris. His book is Outrage, and his book really talks about some of the outrageous things going on. Half of all illegal immigrants that come into our country come in legally. They come in with a visa and just stay here. Congressmen are putting their wives and their on the campaign payroll, so when you give donations, why, they go to the family. The ACLU won't allow their own directors, free speech, the United Nations is a cover for massive corruption, drug companies pay doctors to write prescriptions, teachers union block the firing of bad teachers, Katrina victims are being stiffed by their insurance companies, and dozens of other things. Mr. Morris, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, forgive my lack of knowledge of the California political map, but who are the congressmen from your area?
His name is, let's see, Sam Farr.
I'm sorry?
Sam Farr.
Okay. No, I don't have him. There are 11 California congressmen who have their family on the payroll. And I just wanted to see if any of those are in your district. Gallagher, Filner, Rohrbacker, Costa, Howard Berman, Jerry Lewis, Buck McEwen, Pete Stark, Doolittle, Lufgren, and Pombo. Any of those your guys?
No, fortunately, they're not.
Good.
Really,
11 of the 54 congressmen from California have their wives on their campaign payroll, which basically means that when you give them a campaign contribution, it's laundered through their wife and becomes personal income. It's in effect a bribe.
Well, I think there's just so much corruption. We certainly saw this, with Duke Cunningham and Jefferson. They go after a few of them and slap them on the wrist. But I think most of them, so many of them, are really frankly dishonest.
Well, I think that the problem is that most of what is illegal, most of what is corrupt in Washington, is not illegal. Barbara Boxer's son is a lobbyist, and he's in charge of lobbying his mother. He's a lobbyist for tribal interests and for airports. How is Barbara Boxer going to represent the people of California when her son is a lobbyist, and she has to act against her son's interests? It was like Denny Hastert when he was Speaker of the House. His son Joshua closed his record store and became a lobbyist, moved to Washington, got Google as a client. And the Democrats raised hell, and then when Harry Reid became the Democratic majority leader of the Senate, his son and his son-in-law are now in charge of lobbying him on behalf of the mining interests.
Well, you know, Chris, the people there in Congress should be above reproach. They should never put themselves into a position where they can be criticized, and yet everybody's doing it, and why shouldn't they?
Well, it's like the roaches and the roach spray. As soon as you figure out a new anti-corruption thing, they figure out another way to stay corrupt. But the three things that I think are important in Congress is, first, they should pass a rule saying that nobody may lobby Congress who is related to a member of Congress. Secondly, they should pass a rule that says that no member of Congress can put his family on his campaign or official payroll. And thirdly, they should give the president the authority either to veto earmarks individually and to not spend the money, to impound it, because this earmarking has gotten completely crazy. It's now eats up about 10% of the discretionary spending in the budget on such wonderful things as the $500,000 to the National Teapot Museum in North Carolina, $13.5 million to the World Toilet Summit in Dublin, Ireland, while we're on the subject, $1.5 million for a water-free urinal initiative, and my favorite, $200 million on a bridge to an island of 38 people in Alaska.
Yes, that's what they call the Bridge to Nowhere.
Bridge to Nowhere. And when Denny Hastert was Speaker, he got a $207 million earmark for a highway to be constructed right near property that he owns. And then he sold the property for a $2 million profit.
Well, you know, the thing is that unless the American people really understand what these guys are doing, but the media do not bring this out, and we have to rely upon people like you, to get the information and then try to get this out across America, because, of course, we're certainly not going to hear this from most major means of communication.
And the book now, thankfully, is number 5 on the bestseller list. And it really names names in both parties, irrelevant of what party they are. Also, by the way, we go after private corporations. State Farm, you're in good hands, like a good neighbor. Allstate, you're in good hands. And Nationwide is on your side. All three of those companies have shafted the Katrina hurricane victims. They all took the position that even though their agents assured their customers that their policies fully protected them against hurricanes, that the fine print says that it protects only against wind damage, not against water damage. And I've never seen a dry hurricane. And the result is that tens of thousands of policyholders are without coverage because the courts are now doing a house-by-house review of what percent of the damage was from the wind and what percent was from the water. So the next time these three insurance companies come on the air and tell you how wonderful they are, throw a rock at the TV set for me.
Well, you know, one of the things that really disturbs me are all these students. I mean, we're talking about, you know, hundreds of thousands of students, if not millions, who took out those cheap government loans. It was like free money, you know, and that
right.
The interest rate was, what, 2 or 3%. That was the come on. And
yep.
Now it's up to 13%.
Yep. Well, the specific thing on student loans that we talk about in this book is that Bill Clinton got a bill passed in 95 that said that the federal government could make direct loans to students. And because the feds can borrow money at 1 or 2% less than private companies, it was a bargain, and it still is. But the private companies had decided to compete. So what they did was they began to give huge donations to colleges and free vacations and stuff to student lending officers to steer the students to loans from their company, even though those loans were more expensive than the same loan you could get directly from the government. They basically bribed the colleges. And then, to make matters worse, last year the Congress voted that you can never refinance your student loan. If you borrow it at 8% and rates drop to 4%, hey, you're stuck at 8%. And you can never wipe out the loan in bankruptcy. And we give a list in this chapter of all of the senators and congressmen who were key, who voted in favor of that legislation, and how much money they got from the student lending companies in campaign contributions.
Well, you know, because a lot of these students now, they're out, you know, trying to get a job, and they're just burdened with this overwhelming debt. And actually, what's frightening is that they are raising those interest rates to well above usury level.
Yes.
And where is the outcry from our duly elected officials who invited this whole thing to happen?
Well, that's a very good point. And the information is that 62% of all college graduates under 35 still have debt. 40% said it would take them more than 10 years to get debt-free. 50% say that the higher rates have a major impact on their ability to pay. A third miss payments occasionally. And half say the debt has made them delay buying a home. And 28% say the debt has made them delay having children. And worst of all, one-third say the debt has made them move back in with their parents. One of the targets we go after here is tobacco companies as well. You know, they've kind of sold the image in the last couple of years that they've gotten religion, and Philip Morris has changed its name to Altra. We're supposed to believe it's altruistic, and they're running ads to say you should quit smoking, and smoking is addictive, and go to philipmorris.com for information on how to quit. Well, it turns out that since 1998, 92 of the 116 brands of cigarette in America, including Marlboro, Newport Filters, Doral, and Camel, have artificially spiked their cigarette with extra nicotine to make it more addictive.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm a physician, and you know, what people don't understand is it's even much more than just cancer of the lung. I mean, certainly this predisposes you to cancer of the bladder or the pancreas,
right.
You know,
and heart disease.
People do not understand that this is killing a half a million people a year, and I think they ought to go after the people who are producing these and making it addictive, and why the public health authorities have never clamped down, I will never understand.
And you're a doctor, and one of the chapters we have here is about drug companies bribing doctors to prescribe the medication that's being pushed by their company. And we call for disclosure of all gifts from drug companies to doctors, and the story of Shearing Plow in Massachusetts, which is under investigation for giving doctors fees of $10,000 to $100,000 to prescribe their medication. And in California, when the government, when the consumers tried to get a bill passed requiring that generic drugs be prescribed where they're available, the pharmaceutical industry spent huge amounts of money and defeated that ballot proposition, which drives up Medicaid costs throughout the state.
Of course, I never got any big checks, but they used to come and give us free drugs, and occasionally they'd take you to dinner, but they always had these very attractive young ladies or very affable men, and they just were so winning, and they would tell you how great their party was, and of course they would convince you this is what you ought to be prescribing.
That's right.
They would actually pay doctors, or that the doctors would take money to prescribe medication, is unbelievable.
Yep. Well, thank you. So the book is called Outrage, and it's if you want a signed copy of it, you go to dickmorris.com, and I think it'll really give you the very specific information about all of these ripoffs.
Thank you very much for being
thank
with
you.
Me, Ms. Morris.
Bye-bye.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
A year simply in gifts, and it's all corrupt. And this is, of course, how they're able to control those congressmen or they didn't get their votes. Well, we're going to have to do open lines, really. It's since we had anticipated having Mr. Morris with us for an hour, and they're not going to have him, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877. I should know that's the number for this hour. 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, we would love to hear from you. And otherwise, of course, we have nothing really prepared. We can talk a little bit about what's happening on the monetary front, and I think it's really rather fascinating that within the last month or two, by both the International Monetary Fund and now the Bank for International Settlements have come out and said that the United States is on the brink of a financial disaster, and if that occurs, it's going to affect the entire world. Now, why is the United States on the brink of a financial disaster? Because we're spending more money than we're taking in. We're having to borrow between $2 and $3 billion every single day to meet our debts. The government keeps telling you that our deficit's getting smaller, and they're simply lying to you, and because, of course, they're not giving you accurate figures. They tell you that inflation is low. The inflation's running about 11%. They tell you unemployment is low. The unemployment's running 8 or 9%. And figures do not lie, but liars figure. And the real problem that we have is that America has an unsustainable debt at the present time. And if we were to raise interest rates, why, we would simply collapse the economy. If we were to lower rates, we would have such runaway and rampant inflation that we'd destroy the value of the currency. And if America gets into trouble, so does the rest of the world. Not only that, but the stock market over in China is in real trouble. The Chinese are pulling their money out of the bank accounts and investing in the stock market. And the stock market sometimes goes up 2 or 3 or 4% a day. It had a little adjustment recently, but there's a tremendous speculative bubble taking place in China today. And the Chinese really don't understand. I mean, when you see a next-door neighbor getting rich and suddenly, you know, he suddenly is able to go out and buy a car and something you've always wanted, why, you want to have a car too. And the Chinese do not understand the stock market is governed by fear and greed. Greed is what gets everybody into the stock market, and fear is what happens when the market turns against you. There is very little relationship between the value of the Chinese stocks and, of course, what they're costing. And, of course, we saw that here in the United States during the NASDAQ bubble back in 2000, where we actually had stocks we were selling at 200 times price-earnings ratio. The price-earnings ratio should be about 10 to 1. It was over 200 to 1 with many of those stocks. And because you know what happened as far as the NASDAQ bubble was concerned. NASDAQ got up well over 5,000 and then dropped back to about 1,000. It's up to about 2,000 now. But it will never get back to where it was before, at least not for many, many years. In fact, many of these stocks today are overpriced. There's tremendous speculation. But here in the United States, we have a contracting housing market. And as the value of the houses decreases, why, liquidity begins to disappear. The way our fiat money system is set up, you have to keep expanding all the time. If you don't keep expanding, the whole system collapses because there is nothing behind it. The money has no intrinsic value. And we've reached the point, of course, where the whole thing is about on the edge of a collapse. They know that, and they really don't know what to do. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. Get us, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, or we'll try to find another subject right here at Radio Liberty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, we'll talk a little bit about finances. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But basically, what is happening is certainly we have had a bubble, a tremendous bubble in the housing market. And now, of course, the price of houses is beginning to fall, property is beginning to fall, and the money is still readily available to actually to buy the houses with, but people are getting a little uncertain about what's going to happen as far as the future is concerned, and the interest rates are creeping up a little bit. And, of course, so many people, of course, had bought houses who frankly could not afford houses. And they were encouraged by Alan Greenspan, who certainly knew better, to go ahead and take out these alternative rate mortgages. In other words, basically, they call them ARMs, and they were mortgages that, you know, you could get maybe at 3% or so, and then, of course, they would renegotiate it later on. But it wasn't a fixed rate mortgage, and as the interest rates went up, and, of course, remember, interest rates they had down to 1% to stimulate the economy. And then as the interest rates went up, of course, they're going to raise the interest rates. But a lot of people were allowed to buy homes that did not have enough money for a down payment, who would not be able to make mortgage payments if the interest rates went up. And probably almost 50% of the people who took out the ARM, the alternative rate mortgages, were actually incapable of paying higher monthly payments on their homes. So now many of these people face losing their homes, and of course their mortgages have been bundled, and these large bundles are being sold to the hedge funds. And the hedge funds, of course, in a frantic effort to make more money, have gone out, and you say you might have to have $600 million in your hedge fund. There's one Bear Stearns hedge fund that had $600 million. Well, it was able then to borrow, based upon the $600 million, $6 billion, and then it was able to buy these bundled funds. And it'd be great as long as the people who owned the houses were making the payments on their homes. But what happens when large numbers of people can't make the payments on their homes? And then if you've got, of course, to begin to come up and pay the interest on $6 billion. And that, of course, why the one Bear Stearns hedge fund was facing dissolution, and they'd lost a couple hundred million dollars of their original $600 million loan. And then, of course, Bear Stearns, the major parent company, lent them $3 billion to keep them from going down. But the question is, are they going to be able to keep from going down? Is it possible that when the hedge funds start folding in, and of course what happens is everything is done on leverage. Everything is done on borrowed money. Trouble is there isn't any real money out there. We have a totally paper or fiat money system. And of course as this begins to unravel, it can get us into terrible, terrible problems. Now, of course, the investments then in the hedge funds are backed by something called derivatives. And Warren Buffett has referred to derivatives as financial weapons of mass destruction. Currently latent, but potentially lethal. And if things turn against the derivatives, because they're so highly leveraged, and they're probably between $400 and $500 trillion in derivatives. That's between $400 and $500 trillion in derivatives, and there isn't that much money in the world. And these things start to come unraveled, and the whole monetary system comes unraveled. And the currencies begin to crash, and everything that you have that is tied to paper dollars becomes worthless. Do we have a caller? Do we have a caller? I thought we had one.
Yes.
Okay, who do we have?
This is Michael, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Michael. Whereabouts do you live?
I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Okay, very good. Are you listening to us on shortwave or internet?
No, I'm listening on the internet now, and I haven't been able to listen to you very much lately, and I've missed it because the shortwave reception has just not been good at all.
I'm sorry. Well, hopefully
last several months. I just wanted to mention it to you.
Well, they'll probably be changing us to another frequency here before long. This is what they usually do.
Well,
go right ahead.
That's good. I just wanted to go back into nuclear power again with you, Dr. Stan. I talked with you once, I think, when Doug Rocky was on, and you seemed to, give a lot of support to nuclear power. But I'm just concerned that, you had a guest on that I heard that was a proponent for nuclear power couple of months ago, and it seemed to me that he said how wonderful it is, and then he said what terrible shape all the waste disposal sources are, and what a big problem, how much money and how much is being wasted on it. And what I look at as nuclear power, Dr. Stan, is it's like a come on game. It's something you can get into it cheap with a lot of propaganda, but the waste and the expenses to me just seem to increase as its life goes on. So it's kind of like borrowed money, you know. It traps you, and then you're stuck with the byproducts for centuries.
Well, now, do you understand anything about how a nuclear power plant works?
Well, I've worked on the construction of nuclear power plants when they were, and I have a layman's, but the
thing is that the problem with the waste is a non-problem. What you do is recycle the waste, and of course, you can recycle it over and over again.
But
this is what they do every other place in the world, and we are not allowed to do it here. Why do you think we're not allowed to recycle the waste and eliminate most of it?
Well, Dr. Stan, I've heard your arguments on that, and I looked into the French, and I went on the internet and looked at some of their, and it seems to me that they're having a big problem with covering up all their waste problems too.
If you recycle it, you don't have a problem. We're just not allowed to recycle. The French are recycling. Everybody else in the world is recycling, and we're not allowed to recycle here. This whole problem of the waste is simply a scam, because nuclear power is so cheap, and they don't want something cheap. They want to attack the industrial element of our society, and they want to drive the price of electricity up to the point where nobody can actually utilize it. And if you'd like information on the recycling and how efficient it is, I can certainly get it for you.
But, Dr. Stan, why these waste disposal places we have right now are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger? Your guess that was a proponent said, and on the internet, the French sites and the information on the French sites that I could find say that they have a growing, a catastrophic problem with the waste. They're not really handling it the way, it just doesn't make sense that.
Of course it doesn't make sense, because they don't want to solve it, they want the problem. Basically what happened prior to the Carter administration, private industry put out $4 billion to build plants to recycle the waste, which would have taken care of the problem. And then during the Carter administration, with the Democratic Congress in there, they basically outlawed those plants. We were not allowed to do it. It was logical.
Well,
you say it doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Why don't you do what's logical? Well, because, of course, they don't want a solution. And
if you
go up on the Internet, most of the places, unless you know where to look, I can lie to you. You don't believe most of what you read on the Internet, do you?
No, of course not.
Let me assure you that I've looked into this.
Of course, the misunderstanding I have there is Bechtel, who's a straight-laced Republican organization, had control of all the nuclear plant design and construction that was ever done in the United States. So I don't see how, I don't expect any honesty from the Republicans or the Democrats.
Right.
But it just doesn't make sense to blame the Democrats for what was enriching Bechtel, and allowed them to sponsor several presidential candidates just about personally.
You're absolutely right. Both of them are corrupt, and both parties have to bear blame for this. And when Ronald Reagan got in, they did not solve the problem. They could have, and they refused. The Republicans refused to solve the problem when they came to power, because they don't want a solution. Basically, it's like this whole thing with global warming. They want to destroy the infrastructure of our society, because if you can destroy the ability to manufacture power, of course, electricity is power, you can destroy the industrial basis of our society. And you say, this doesn't make sense. We're not dealing with anything that's rational. We're dealing with people with an intense hatred of our form of a society, an intense hatred of an industrialized society. They really want to take us back to the way it was before the wicked white man came. And if you don't believe that, you believe that you can read the Global Biodiversity Assessment Program, published by Cambridge University Press, came out of the Second Earth Summit back in 1992, and you can read the summary of it in my Sustainable Development Syllabus. They don't want a solution. They want the problem.
I can understand that. And, of course, as you pointed out to me, that I and gave me some realization of, is that the spiritual evil is essentially in the middle of the whole thing, stirring it all up. You know,
right.
So, you know, the devil's never going to stop messing stuff up, no matter whether they're Republicans, Democrats, industry, or workers. You know, it's going to, there's always going to be a battle, a war between,
right.
When it can make money. But the thing that, you know, they can make a lot of payoff. As a matter of fact, I experienced in working on nuclear plant construction, Dr. Stan, when we first started, and I don't remember the year, maybe 1969, 70, along in there, we built nuclear power plants. The construction procedure was just like you'd build a highway. It was all done with an eye toward construction and production efficiency, and you went along. Well, gradually there were restrictions and inspections and oversight and redesign and additional 100-year protection circumstances and so forth that were injected into the design. And it just stopped everything. In other words, to pour a piece of concrete that maybe took five men ended up maybe taking 50 men and 2 weeks to get all of the inspections and they intentionally burdened it. And of course, Bechtel was behind all of that, because Bechtel had apparently the insight into the Washington law firms and lobbying groups that could get all these regulations put down, and they were the only ones that understood them. It was a terrible thing. And it ended up that, you know, the cost of building a nuclear plant went from comparable to building a highway, which is just a routine construction process, to an airplane or something, you know.
They actually increased the cost of those nuclear power plants tenfold, and we had one down here. Mount Diablo was supposed to go on. I think it was supposed to cost $400 million. It ended up costing $4 billion. It was supposed to take 2 years. Took 20 years.
Yeah.
And they got to pay interest on the money the whole time, and really ground PG&E into a terrible problem. But it was done on purpose. And of course, there are people working within the utilities who are going right along with this. People don't understand that this is a global problem. It was planned, to create tremendous cost overruns, and they could look at it and say, look at how expensive nuclear power is. Now, I did a study on this some years ago. We even have a 4-tape set on electricity and a syllabus on electricity. And we even have a talk on electricity. Nobody wants it much anymore. But I talked to some of the key people in the state of California. They told me how cheap it was to create electricity, and they intentionally ran the price up. And, of course, one of the major ways of doing that was to block, simply recycling the spent fuel so we couldn't have the nuclear power plants, to delay the production, and to delay the building of them, to run the cost up from $400 million to $4 billion. And then they could say, look how expensive nuclear power is. Why is it more expensive than anything? We can't have nuclear power. We've got to start tearing out the dams because they interfere with the fishes. We can't have coal power plants because they're going to contaminate the air. Now we've got to have all of our plants generating electricity using natural gas, and of course suddenly they create artificial shortages of natural gas and double or triple the price. So it's all part of a scam. And now, of course, the poor families, they're looking at their natural gas bill, they're looking at their electricity bill, they're scratching their head and say, how did it happen?
Yeah,
and it was all done on purpose.
I can understand it. Of course, the fossil fuel industries were not innocent in creating the additional costs on nuclear power.
But who do you think financed this whole environmental movement? It was the fossil fuel industry.
Yeah. You mentioned the efficiency of the nuclear submarines, and I strongly suspect that. No, I don't think anybody can go on to a base where those nuclear fuels are recycled and so forth and refurbished and look and see what really the condition of those sites is. You can cover up and make anything look good if you just dig a hole and bury all your skeletons in it. You know, it looks like everything is going good. So
I'm very suspicious
of the military's propaganda. You know, no matter what it says. I mean, they're the ones that have given us depleted uranium as
But the thing is that if they wanted to, they have the ability to take that depleted uranium and convert it into usable uranium, and they can produce breeder plants, and they never have to mine any more uranium. They could use up all the depleted uranium, and they're not doing it. They want the problem. They want to use the depleted uranium to contaminate Iraq, to destroy the lives of our soldiers. They know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, it seemed to me that one guest that I heard that you had, he did quite a bit of stuttering, it sounded like to me, when he was talking about how efficient this. I mean, he really said that they weren't there yet, as I understood him. You know, I mean, it's like a speculative physics that says we can recycle it. But he stuttered to me and really said, well, no, we haven't proven we can do that yet.
I wish you could find who that was, because I sure don't remember. But God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Keep up the good.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And this is the time, and I've got to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because, believe me, it's an expensive proposition to buy shortwave internet, satellite, and radio time. But we have about 60 outlets every week, and with your help, while we can continue, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you can, you can give us a hand. And, Chris, behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. If you'd like to know a little bit more about this belief that what we've got to do is destroy Western civilization, why, let me suggest our sustainable development syllabus and the quotations from the Global Biodiversity Report put out from the Cambridge University Press as a result of the meetings held at the Second Earth Summit. So we do have the documentation. There really are people who want to destroy society and kill off the vast majority of people in the world. Why do you think they're experimenting on the American people with fluoridating our water when they know it's a lethal poison? Why do you think they're poisoning our kids with mercury in our vaccines? Why do you think it is that they're poisoning our kids with aspartame when they know it's basically a poison? Why do you think they're poisoning us with the genetically modified foods? They have an agenda, ladies and gentlemen. You better learn about it and start protecting yourself and your family. You need to get our material. You need to get my talk on Nundare called genocide. My talk on planned population reduction, which is simply a little longer than my Nundare called genocide talk. My talk on population control. My 4-tape set on population control. The population control agenda monograph. The DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And of course, if you get that DVD, it's a talk by Dr. Ayub, or you'll get a CD with literally thousands of pages of reference on there. You need to get, of course, Joyce Riley's DVD on Beyond Treason, going into depleted uranium and how they're poisoning our boys over there in Iraq and Afghanistan. And with that comes a CD-ROM with hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of government documents on it. We got the documentation. You need to get it. You need to get it into the hands of your doctor. It's your obligation to get this information out and help us if you really care about America. You care about your freedom. You care about your family. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You really need to get, of course, my talk on Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk, The Forbidden Secret. Forbidden Secret. And, of course, that comes with the syllabus. My Brotherhood of Darkness comes with the book. Of course, you can get our material on water fluoridation, the hidden agenda, and that, of course, comes with the syllabus, and you need to get the documentation. It's really so important. And if you want to understand what's happening financially, Financial Tsunami comes with the syllabus. Sustainable Development comes with the syllabus. And then, of course, please understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection.
Blackwork and purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and well, right now we have on the line with us Colonel Daniel Marvin, and we're going to be talking about Vietnam. And, Chris, I think we have to try to convince you that if you don't understand Vietnam, you cannot understand what is going on over in the Middle East today. Why did the United States go to war in Vietnam? Well, it was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. It was the Gulf of Tonkin incident where those wicked North Vietnamese were attacking, one of our destroyers with some sort of patrol boats and endangering the lives of Americans. That's why we had to send in 58,000 Americans to fight and plead and suffer and die, and how many others were to be destroyed. And then a few years ago, Robert McNamara went over and had a meeting with the Vietnamese general in charge of the Vietnamese forces during the Vietnam War, and they decided there really wasn't any Gulf of Tonkin incident. Oh, shucks, it was just an unfortunate mistake that day, and a lot of hysteria, which means there was no reason to have gone to war in Vietnam and fought that long and terrible bloody war and sacrificed the lives of so many valiant men who fought there, believing with all their hearts and souls that they were fighting for God and country and family. And, of course, Colonel Marvin was one of them. And then, of course, we look and see what's going on in the Middle East today, and we're told, well, we've got to be over there because Osama bin Laden had led this attack, planned this attack on our forces and, on the World Trade Center. The only trouble is, because the Bush administration has never told the FBI. And you go to the FBI website, and you can Google FBI, 10 most wanted, and you'll pull up the pictures of Osama bin Laden, and not one mention of the World Trade Center. Talks about his involvement in Africa and the African bombings. Is it possible that the FBI doesn't know that Osama bin Laden was involved in the attack on the World Trade Center, or that they just accidentally left it off the picture that they have there as to why he's wanted? Or is it possible that we've not been told the truth about this war either, and we're fighting it for the same reason we fought in Vietnam? Colonel Marvin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Dr. Stan, it's always a blessing to be on your program. It's just nice to be able to hear the truth from your studios and nothing else.
You know, we're just trying to get people to think. I mean, Vietnam was a war that we were never allowed to try to win. I mean, you were over there. You were fighting to win. You were fighting there to help the people and doing everything you could. And most people were like that, weren't they?
Well, yes. And I was particularly blessed because I had an independent operation, so I could ignore President Johnson's giving the enemy safe havens. And General Westmoreland even recognized in his book, A Soldier Reports, that he was aware that the enemy had sanctuaries all along the border and five secret bases, he said. I knew of one, but I destroyed it just across the border from where I was. And he was playing tennis every day as our men were getting killed by the enemy in safe havens provided by our government and protected by General Westmoreland and his staff.
Well, I think that this is a great tragedy. If you're really involved in the war, why giving the enemy safe haven? And we're going to be back in just a moment here with Colonel Daniel Marvin to begin thinking about the similarities between then and now.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including a solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Just a moment.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I guess it's Colonel Marvin. And Colonel Marvin was just saying that his frustration, certainly knowing that we were giving the enemy safe havens, you know, during the Vietnamese War. And this is, of course, why he's been writing to the Army War College and trying to get the military to acknowledge that, you know, during war, you go into war to win it. You don't go into war to give the enemy safe haven.
That's right.
And, of course, those of you who have not yet read my March newsletter, which was the testimony that had been given by Professor Anthony Sutton before the Republican National Committee in 1992, pointing out that the American government and American industry was financing helping the Russians, who were supplying the weapons to North Vietnam, who were supplying the weapons to South Vietnam. They were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. Of course, nobody heard of Professor Sutton's testimony. We could not let the American people know that we were financing the people who were financing the people who were financing the people who were killing our boys, and we were not allowing them to win, and we were giving the enemy sanctuary. And if we would do that in Vietnam for a war that was totally unnecessary because of the Gulf of Tonkin didn't occur, then is the same thing possibly happening today.
Well, General Schwarzkopf, in a statement to the media, when he was in charge of the war which freed Kuwait of the Iraqis, and boy, it wouldn't have been nice if he would have just kept going then, and there was no doubt in his mind, he blamed our government, the White House, for giving the enemy sanctuaries in Kuwait, the same, and the way he put it was, the same as we gave them sanctuaries in Cambodia. And then General Tommy Franks, he and his aide admitted to me personally that they only had half the troops they needed, that he had wanted to take into Iraq when he invaded Iraq. And when you only take half of what you need, you're aiding the enemy. There's no doubt about it. And we talked, we being Donald Kruger, is a friend of mine, a local journalist, he and I met with a lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Marine Corps who just came back from Iraq about 3 weeks ago, and it's no change. We asked him point blank, Colonel, if you were fired on, and they were, because he was part of that organization, if you were fired on by the enemy from a mosque, could you fire back at the enemy? And he said no.
And, of course, these are the same sort of restrictions were placed on our boys in Vietnam. That they didn't have mosques over there, but, for instance, our...
For their temples.
Right.
Pagodas, yeah.
And were you allowed to fire on them if they... Were the restrictions of that sort placed in Vietnam?
Except in my area, because it was an independent operation, so I didn't have anybody telling me what to do. I thank God for that.
Well, of course, we actually got a copy of the rules of engagement over there for our pilots. They could be flying over North Vietnam. They could see the MiG planes sitting on the ground. The MiG planes that maybe yesterday had been shooting at them and killing Americans, but they couldn't attack those planes sitting on the ground. They couldn't attack anti-aircraft batteries unless they were actually firing at them. They were restricted in what they could bomb. They were not allowed to bomb any of the major targets during most of the war. And then every time we did, of course, bomb Hanoi for a time, and when we just about had the other side ready to surrender, why then, of course, we'd stop the bombing once again, and then continue that war on and on. 10 years, the largest nation in the world, fighting a little country the size of the state of Mississippi for 10 years, and we couldn't win the war. Of course, we could have won it. I personally interviewed William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, and Major General, four-star General Luke Walt, a Marine general who commanded I Corps in, I guess, 65 and 66. Both of them told me we could have won the war in 2 months. And the truth of the matter, we never went there to win the war. And the question is, are we really in Iraq and Afghanistan over there today to win the war, or is it Vietnam all over again?
You know, you're so right about the fact that we could have won the war in a short period of time, because we did win it in our area. We moved the enemy completely out of our area, and we had battles all along, and you know that from reading my book, which we proved was true in court, federal court. We were always outnumbered at least 4-1. They always had bigger and badder weapons than we did, but we had the will and the Lord behind us in our area, and we never lost a battle. That's how it could have been done throughout the whole of Vietnam. But when we have a commanding general General William Westmoreland, who Colonel Pikelik, who was the commander of the depot in Saigon, personally told me in the class that I was in career course at Fort Lee, Virginia. He personally told us that General Westmoreland, because General Quang Van Dang, the man who saved our lives actually in Vietnam, would not allow conventional American troops in the 4th Corps. The 4th Corps, by the way, was the most secure corps of all of Vietnam without any American conventional troops. He actually cut off all supplies to us Green Berets in the entire 4th Corps, and I had to actually go steal supplies from the Saigon depot, and Colonel Pikelik remembered that and told the class, and that was top secret information.
And, of course, the thing is that, here are the Green Berets, and they were securing this whole area right along the border, where, of course, on the other side of the border were the Viet Cong, and they were given free rein to roam around, of course, over in Cambodia, and then come in and strike our forces. And the Green Berets did a great job over there. In fact, I think many of our listeners may remember that story of Apocalypse Now. And yeah. It was really based upon a true story of a Special Forces officer who was doing such a good job that they actually pulled all of the men out of his area. They didn't want to win the war. They did everything they could to undercut our forces time and time again. Would you like to tell that story?
Well, it was a commanding officer of an independent team, just like mine. And he went into the Cao Mau Peninsula with a Special Forces A team of, I think, 12 or 14 men, Green Berets. And they met with a Father Hua, a Catholic priest, who they worked with and put together a force of irregulars, as I did with the Buddhist Hua House. And they actually cleared the enemy completely out of the Cao Mau Peninsula, secured the area, and got it so the farmers could start growing their rice again. And our government decided that they were getting too strong, worked with Premier Key, I think it was, and ordered the team out the same as they ordered my team out. The difference is his team left him all alone, and then our government sent two Green Berets in and killed him right there where he was. My team stayed with me, and the CIA sent a whole regiment, and that's why the trial down in Charleston, South Carolina, was to get my book off the market, because I tell the truth about the CIA sending a regiment to kill me and my men.
And, of course, this is the sort of thing that really happened over there. If you were doing a good job, they would come after you. Remember, the CIA ran the war over there. And the CIA, of course, was smuggling drugs out, bringing them back to the United States. And certainly, were you aware of the CIA involvement in drugs when you were there?
Just by rumor. I just assumed, and I couldn't prove it. Everything in my book, I can prove. But the ships that took weapons up to the Viet Cong, I was told by another Green Beret who I trusted, that they came back with all kinds of illegal drugs and stuff coming to the United States.
And, of course, the thing is, same thing's happening over there in Afghanistan today.
Oh, amen.
CIA's over there protecting the drug crop. Why is it, I would simply ask any logical person, would we control Afghanistan, the largest producer of opium poppies in the world, we just can't stop the growing of opium poppies. Now, when the wicked Taliban were in charge, they were able to stop the poppy crop. Are they that much smarter than we are? Are they that much more capable?
Well,
or maybe they really wanted to stop the growing of poppies, and we don't.
Dr. Stan, I think we can honestly say that when we went into Afghanistan, we brought in a license for them to grow opium again.
Right. And see, this is what's so hard, Colonel, for the average American to believe this, to hear this, and they say it really could be true. I mean, I love my government. I love my government, too, but there is a dark side, the CIA, and a lot of good CIA agents. But there's some very wicked CIA agents, too, who are doing what they're told to do. And the CIA needs money for their black operations all over the world, and certainly opium is one of the greatest sources of their off-budget income.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. You know, a real danger, and people don't realize it, about 10 years ago, they maybe even longer than that, they organized a Special Operations Command. In fact, I just wrote a letter to General Bryant Brown, who's the commanding general. They've got a command now, Dr. Stan. Like, I had an independent operation in Vietnam where I had nobody that could tell me what to do, and I could go any place in Cambodia that I wanted to after the enemy. The Special Operations Command, if you want, is there a break coming up?
Yeah, but there is. Go right ahead. I'll get you off. Don't you worry.
The Special Operations Command is now completely independent. They have their own budget. They can order their own special equipment. They can recruit their own officers and enlisted men and train them. They are an independent and very dangerous operation unless there's some control over them to have them doing good, as they can do very well.
Well, the thing is, you have to have moral men who have moral standards.
That's right.
Who believe in the American traditions, and rather than the people who say anything goes, torture's all right, murder's all right. After all, we're in command. Well, sort of thing the president says.
Right.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Be right back. Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we were just talking about the situation. The American government has drawn up a demand situation for Iraq, demanding that we be given control permanently over their oil. Now, I thought we went in there to liberate the people. I thought we went in there to get rid of the wicked Saddam Hussein. I thought we went in there to protect us from those weapons of mass destruction that Saddam was going to use against us. And now they're saying that the Iraqi people are going to have to turn their oil over to the United States indefinitely. Should we be surprised at all that many of the people over there are actually trying to drive our forces out? Sydney, we're told that we're fighting Al-Qaeda. There are very few Al-Qaeda there. Those are probably the figures we have from the Cato Institute. Between about 1,300 and 2,000 Al-Qaeda at the most. And they're funded by our good friends in Pakistan, who incidentally we're funding. And our good friends in Saudi Arabia, who incidentally we are funding. But they're primarily Sunnis that object very much to our occupying their country and stealing their oil, and by Shia people there who object to our occupying their country and stealing their oil. That is the majority, of course, of the forces that are attacking American soldiers. Maybe we ought to just give up the idea of occupying their country and stealing their oil and bring our forces home. The vast majority of the people in the Shia and Sunni areas want us to leave. There are already 4 million refugees in that part of the country. Shouldn't we give them an opportunity for a better life? Today they have water very little of the time. They all have almost no electricity. There's total chaos. It's not safe in most of the areas to go out, even if walking in your own neighborhood. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Colonel, what do you hear from the people, who are coming back? And I know you'd have contacts in the military. Are we winning the war, as the administration wants us to believe?
Well, I say the typical response is that they're trying to do a good job to help the people and to fight the enemy, but they're not allowed to go after the enemy where he comes from. And that's a sad state of affairs. And oddly enough, there's so much fear that people are not willing to come out as you are and with the truth about what goes on within our government. Out of 10,000 retired and active duty Green Berets, many of whom I knew, only one, a man named Gerald Wilsey from Syracuse, New York, is willing to go before Congress with me and lay it on the line about some of the things that we were personally involved in covert operations. It's interesting, you probably wonder why I'm reading a book by Al Gore, but it's The Assault on Reason. And the reason I picked it up from the library, the first chapter is The Politics of Fear. And he actually points out in here what I've tried to point out to senior administration people and military leaders, that we've got to get around the fear and get to the truth and get things operating above board. But I was at least pleased to see it in writing by somebody in a book that seems to be popular.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Wouldn't you love to have another Ronald Reagan back in?
Well, you know, Sidney, Ronald Reagan said everything I believe. Anyway, Chris, we know, for instance, that during the first Gulf War, they sent 697,000 American troops into that region to shoo the Iraqi forces out of Kuwait.
Right.
Now, if it took 697,000 men to shoo the Iraqi forces out of Kuwait, why would we think we could take and occupy and control Iraq, the whole country of Iraq, with 140,000 troops? Is it possible that they had no intention of winning the war?
Amen.
I mean, logic would tell you, if it took 697,000 before, why wouldn't they give them enough forces? I know that General Frank has said that, oh, I got all the men he wanted, but then he's got a nice job now that he's gotten out of the military and kept his mouth shut. But apparently he had told Colonel Marvin, and his aide had told Colonel Marvin, that they would not give him the men that he wanted. And he doesn't have the courage to come forward now and be critical of the establishment that sent him and those men in with adequate forces and inadequate equipment. And so many have died there unnecessarily.
Well stated.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. Cartavite is a synergistic 7-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order, or online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's 7 amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acid cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid procyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system, and immune protection from peroxynitrate free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection, and bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Some of them were deserters. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Marvin, and we carry his book entitled The Expendable Elite. We have the updated version, but Colonel, would you like to get your website out and how people can get in touch with you?
Yes. ExpendableElite.com. It's one word, ExpendableElite.com. And they can get on that website and they can donate if they'd like to. We could sure use some help. The lawsuit cost us over $152,000. But if they go to that website, there's a way on there that shows you how you can contribute some money to the special fund. And you can order them a book right through Dr. Stan. He's got the Victory Edition right there. Now, the Victory Edition is a very, very special edition. It's got over 100 added pages which tell in detail about the evidence that we provided at the trial. And it's interesting, too, they had absolutely no evidence except my own men who were contradicting what they'd already put on audio tape to me many years before. And that's why we won. The truth won the case. But if you go to that website and you learn a lot about all the different covert activities that I personally have been involved in over the years, and where Gerald Wilsey comes in too, and also about the assassination plot against Lieutenant Commander William Bruce Pitcher, who had the evidence that proved beyond any doubt that the Warren Commission report on the death of the assassination of Kennedy was entirely inaccurate and just to steer us to think of the wrong conclusion.
Kind of curious, the lawsuit was brought specifically to silence the book.
This
has happened to many books. We carry a book called Kiss the Boys Goodbye, put out by Monica Jensen Stevenson, about Vietnam and about the men we abandoned there and about the CIA and drugs. And they got that book recalled, and then they got hold of the second publisher and shredded 5,000 copies. We do have copies of the book available through Radio Liberty, and my interviews with Monica Jensen Stevenson, not both her first book and the second book, which they got recalled as well. They do not want the American people to know the truth about what really happened in Vietnam, a war we never tried to win. We have a 4-tape set on Vietnam, a 4-tape set on the men we left behind, a 4-tape set, one man returned. You need to hear them all. You need to hear Colonel, or read Colonel Marvin's book. You need, of course, to read the men, Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. Right now we have Mike on the line. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. I wanted to point out a similarity, an odd similarity between Iraq and Vietnam. In the congressional action, the joint resolution to authorize the use of the United States armed force against Iraq, where everybody is marveled at the way Congress gave all this power to the president to wage war, quote-unquote. It says the president is authorized to use armed forces of the United States as he determines to be necessary and appropriate, blah, blah, blah. In the Tonkin Gulf Resolution, it's got the same verbiage from August 1964. It's as the president determines to take all necessary steps. Congress did the same thing. This was another joint resolution. And they just gave him the same power. It's amazing the similarity in the verbiage and the whole string of whereas naval units of the communist regime in Vietnam. And there was also the surveillance of communist activity and now we're protecting freedom of the nations in the region. It's all the same.
This is Vietnam all over again, and except now supposedly we have a different enemy. But the Gulf of Tonkin incident did not occur. And there's a great deal of question as to what really happened on September 11th. And the government is still suppressing all of the really important information. It's been sealed for 50 years about what happened on September 11th, 2001. And there's nothing to conceal. Why did the 911 Commission seal the testimony of 1,100 people? Is it that this was another Gulf of Tonkin incident that did not occur the way we were told? So anyway, I agree with you, Mike. I think it's fascinating that exactly the same verbiage of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, exactly the same verbiage for what we're doing today. We were not allowed to win in Vietnam. We had been fighting in Afghanistan for 5.5 years. We've been fighting in Iraq longer than we fought either Germany or Japan during the Second World War, and we're in far worse shape than we were 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
Colonel, did you have a comment?
Yes. I wonder if Mike would agree that somebody asked me what I'd do if I was the commander-in-chief. I said I would get somebody like General Patton, and I'd tell him, I'll give you what men you need and what the equipment you need, and you just go and win that war, and you get the enemy wherever it is, period. And it'd be over with in a couple months.
Amen to that. It could have been over in Vietnam in a couple of months.
It could have been over
in Iraq in a couple of months. We never went there to win. We didn't go to Afghanistan to win. And the war is going to drag on and on and on.
The sad part, and I'm sure Mike will agree with this too, is that the men who went in there, myself included, every one of them thought we were going there to win the war. Like my two grandsons that are in Iraq, they think they're over there to win the war against the terrorists. They don't know that the people up above who are calling the shots don't want it won.
There are true patriots getting the loss.
And these kids are fighting and doing the best they can. I think the officers are doing the best they can. But at the top, none of them has the courage to walk in the White House and say, you do what's right or I'm going to quit.
Amen.
And that's what happened in Vietnam. The officer corps knuckled under. Apparently, Johnson met with the commanding generals, Joint Chiefs of Staff. They told him what needed to be done. They began to swear and yell and scream at him. And they all folded and walked out with their heads down. In fact, somebody wrote a book. It's called The Day Vietnam Became the Longest War. And it was the day that the Joint Chiefs of Staff folded to President Johnson, who is a wicked and evil man, and said, all right, yes, sir, we will not try to win the war. They knew it could have been done in Vietnam, and they wouldn't do it. And the same thing is happening in Iraq today, and I think it's a great thing they're getting rid of General Pace, but they ought to get rid of all of them and put some of the, a couple of lieutenant colonels in command, ones who really want to win the war, rather than the spineless people we have in our Joint Chiefs of Staff today.
That's the problem. Once they make general, they lose their military acumen and develop a political one. You know, I've talked to a colonel and a doctor, both in the Army War College and the Command and General Staff College, after sending them my book, which proved, beyond a doubt, and we proved it in court, and General Westmoreland corroborated it, that we were aiding the enemy. And they asked me, well, what do you want me to do with your book? I don't know what to do with it. Well, why the heck don't you teach the officers that are going through there the facts and demand that Congress stop aiding the enemy? That's what I told them.
Anything else, Mike, before we let you go?
I'm amazed at the true patriots that we have serving under true traitors. I would like, it would be worth a minute of the colonel's time to describe the integrity that's required in the chain of command.
Mike, if you could pull up my website, expendableelite.com, and send an email to me, and I'll send you a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike. And let's go to Todd calling from New York. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Todd. What part of New York are you calling from?
Well, actually, it's Plattsburgh, New York.
Okay, fine.
Sir, first of all, I just want to say it's a pleasure to be able to talk to you, sir, Dr. Stan, and Lieutenant. I just wanted to ask you kind of a vague question. My father was in the military, but I had a question basically as far as the spiritual aspect for the both of you. Maybe you could address this. Do you believe that there is a force that, like when our soldiers go to do battle overseas, that the indoctrination or might be some kind of mind control aspect that is akin to a spiritual force that brings, you know, these people to basically being willing puppets that will do what they say above their own better judgment, moral judgment.
All right, fine. I think that's a very legitimate question.
I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Todd. And
I can answer that very clearly, I believe, especially, and this is where most of my experience has been, Dr. Stan, as you know, in the special forces and in the paratroopers, you are just geared up and steamed up and everything else that to the point that whatever you do, whatever you're asked to do, whatever you're ordered to do, is for our flag, for the flag of the United States of America. And you don't worry about the Geneva Conventions. You don't worry about anything else. You just do what you're told to do and know that it's right. Even, I mean, let's face it, I was an assassin for the Green Berets, used by the CIA for that. And you believe that what you were doing was right, even though you're never told why you're asked to kill somebody.
And I think that basically, I believe the indoctrination is the most important part. Military.
Amen.
You can't have a military if you have people saying, why am I doing this? Or you can't have a military if people say, well, I don't agree with you. You know, I'm going to do it my way. You can't do that. You've got to have military discipline. But you also have to have moral leadership.
Yeah.
And that's, of course, where we're in real trouble. We do not have moral leadership. And there are very, very few of the officers and the general officers who will speak out against torture. One of them did. He was a major general who was assigned the job of investigating Abu Ghraib. And what he did was he told the truth, and that was the end of his military career. Well, what do you tell the truth, and that's the end of your military career, then what sort of a military do you have? We need men of integrity, men of honor, who put, you know, integrity in front of everything, duty, honor, country.
That's right.
And unfortunately, we forgot those concepts of duty and honor. And it's just get ahead, go along, compromise, and maybe you'll get to be a general, too.
That's right. We were told, as far as torture goes, and I've written an article on that, I know you have it there, Doctor, that about my training in torture, and basically it was up to the individual. In fact, we lost probably half of our officer class because we had to actually use electrical shock on each other, and they just wouldn't let the other person do it. So they left the class, and they no longer were Green Berets. But you were just taught to use whatever method that you had to use, and the actual life of the person was not that important. Your mission was the most important thing.
Well, this is unfortunately the way wars are. I mean, war is hell, as General Sherman said, and I think it's really true.
Right.
But you go into war to win a war. And
yes.
We did not go into Vietnam to win. We did not go into Afghanistan to win. And we certainly didn't go into Iraq to win. And what bothers me is I fear we're going to be involved in a war with Iran in the near, not too distant future. Are we going to really try to win that war?
Well, even going back to Kuwait, Dr. Stan, we didn't win that war. All we did was move Saddam Hussein's people out of Iraq, going back to the safety of their own land. That's all we did, was just move them from one place to another.
Right.
With, I don't know, you mentioned how many thousand men. More than adequate force, obviously. But so much of it is attitude, and so much of it is having God behind you in the war. I believe with all my heart that He was behind this nation in the Second World War. And He is the one that made it possible for us to win. It doesn't matter how many forces you have if you don't have God behind you, and instead have a president that just wants to wage war, and an industrial base that wants to make equipment to wage war, you're not going to win it. You're just going to continue to have them.
Well, of course, is God going to bless the nation that does things like that with all of the devastation that comes with war? And I don't think God is going to bless a nation like that.
No. Nope.
And I think this is something we really need to be concerned about.
Yes.
But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I believe, of course, there is a spiritual component to everything going on today, and I believe there are spiritual forces that are directing the course of our military activities in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and I believe, unfortunately, there are spiritual forces that are intent upon involving us in a terrible and bloody conflict with Iran. And I hope and pray that my estimate is wrong, because it would be the worst thing in the world. And what bothers me is I hear so many good people saying, we're going to have to take on the Muslim world sooner or later. We might as well do it now. And I would say, well, how about China? I said, man, China's got a lot of wicked people over there. Maybe we ought to take out China and Russia and North Korea
and
Rhodesia. Let's do it all at one time. And they look at you if they think you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, we do send a platoon to each war. There's no group of people more intent on taking over the world than the Muslims. But unless they're allowed to get organized to do it, there's going to be enough other influence. You know, I believe that you have said that, you know, when a good man gets too much power, then he becomes a bad man with too much power. It's just too easy for him to change. Well, the same thing happens, I think, to the good people that happen to be Muslims. They can be converted, as you know, to be Christians, or at least not to be the kind of Muslims that want to kill all Christians and Jews.
Amen to that. Because this, radical form of Islam did not exist outside of the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia and the Muslim Brotherhood until they began being funded by the CIA.
That's right.
And, of course, the British intelligence. This is covered in a book called The Devil's Game that we have. It was during the Afghan War in the 1980s when the CIA was taking copies of the Quran and giving it to the Mujahideen to encourage them in this radical form of Islam, that the USAID spent $51 million on textbooks that were used in madras schools throughout Afghanistan and Pakistan to indoctrinate the youth in the radical form of Islam, that the government began funding the Taliban. Oh, yes, you didn't know we funded the Taliban. We funded them all the way up until the September 11th attack. If you don't believe it, read President Bush's September 20th, 2001 speech about our funding of Afghanistan.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy. It's natural and safe and effective that you can get Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Address one more time.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan in Sydney. I want Colonel Marvin to give the address. If you possibly can contribute to help pay off the massive $150,000 debt they had to put up for the lawyer, they could have simply withdrawn the book, and that would have been the end of it. They wouldn't have sued them, but because they wanted you to be able to read the truth about what really happened in Vietnam, they had to go to court. Fortunately, they won the case. But they ran up a debt of over $150,000. Where can people send contributions if they'd like to help?
Send that to Chris Milligan, M-I-L-L-E-G-A-N, at Post Office Box 577, Walterville, Oregon, 97489, and mark it Legal Defense Fund. We would just appreciate it, and I know the Lord will smile on you for doing it.
Thank you so much, Colonel. Appreciate it. And if you didn't get that audience, that address, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll get it for you. And we have helped. Barbara and I have helped. And we hope that many of you will seriously consider helping Colonel Marvin as well. He and his publisher are very brave people because most people don't want to tell the truth about what happened in Vietnam, and yet if we don't understand Vietnam, we can't understand what's going on in Afghanistan or Iraq today. If you want to understand Vietnam, you need to go to a 4-tape set on, or 4-CD set on Vietnam, and then a 4-CD set on the men. It's entitled The Men We Left Behind. And then, of course, the 4-tape set, One Man Returned. Or you can get the Vietnam Special, which has the 3-tape sets and a couple of books. You need to understand Vietnam to understand why we're fighting in the Middle East today. And we're not fighting to win. And because if we were fighting to win, we could have won a long time ago. But they didn't allow our boys to win in Vietnam. And they're not allowing our boys to win in the Middle East today. When you understand that, you understand that these wars are fought for entirely different reasons than the men who are sent overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die are allowed to know. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you want to get some of the information on the spiritual aspect of the struggle. Might talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness or the DVD. Might talk on Forbidden Secret and the syllabus that goes with that. The new 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, going in, of course, to this movement that's sweeping America, being encouraged by Oprah Winfrey and by Larry King and by Jim Carrey and by Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, to introduce people to this wonderful technique that will give you whatever your heart desires. If it's money, power, a new car, you can get all those things. At least they promise you you can. But, of course, you want to avoid this program like the plague. And you need to understand what it's really about. That's why you need to get the 4-tape set or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. We do hope that many of you out there, of course, will go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, that you'll want to get the DVDs. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, and, of course, another DVD we have. It's entitled The Emergence by Constance Cumby. We actually have a 4-tape set with Constance, or a 4-CD set, and then we have her DVD talk. We have so much information at Radio Liberty about the spiritual forces that are aligned against freedom today. So please go to our website at radioliberty.com, pull down our newsletters, read them, study them, copy them, tell others about them, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The total...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Police in London have linked a suspicious vehicle found near Hyde Park to the car bomb that was defused earlier today. Reports are still sketchy at this hour, but investigators say the second vehicle also contained explosives. This after police in London defused a car bomb that they say could have killed hundreds. A Mercedes was discovered filled with a lethal mix of gas.